This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. Thanks for joining us. We're talking with Ryan Devlin. He is co-founder and CEO of This Bar Saves Lives, and you can just put .com on the end of that. Our show is brought to you in part by Benetrends. And if you need funding to purchase a business, trust the experts with over 30 years experience providing funding for the life of a business. Benetrends Financial, Benetrends.com. So co-founder of the Simple and Delicious Snack Bar, I've not tasted it yet, but I can't wait to. It is called This Bar Saves Lives. For every bar sold, he and his partners provide a life-saving food to children in need. And we have him on the line right now, Ryan Devlin. First of all, thank you. I love this kind of stuff. And I also love that you set out to start a charity that is a kind of a charity, but it's a for-profit charity. In other words, you're doing good things with it. You're not seeking donations because that is like the slowest moving, you know, thing, unless you have money to begin with and money to burn through and or some, you know, of course you are a celebrity, but a lot of celebrities to do your bidding for you. You looked at this as a business opportunity that could do good. God bless you for that.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And you know what? It's just the future of all business. I mean, in my humble opinion, but I mean, the trends are out there. I feel like more and more the consumers who are now coming up and will wield incredible purchase power are demanding that the companies that they deal with offer an impact beyond just what you're getting in your product. And we all want great products. And by the way, it starts with that. I mean, we spent 2 years working on our bars knowing that, like Newman said when he started Newman's Own, you know, everybody's going to buy my dressing once because my face is on it, but they'll only buy it again if it's good.
That's right.
And so we focused on product for years, knowing that we needed a hell of a product. But the social impact tie-in is one that I think we're going to see more and more of, because it's just a great way to not only connect with your customers and create zealots and brand ambassadors from your customers, but also to break through the noise. And when you're talking about a company like This Bar Saves Lives, and we started it, you know, tiny out of one of the co-founders' apartments here in Los Angeles, you need to find a way to break through that noise. And calling yourself This Bar Saves Lives is one of those ways, but also having a strong, trackable, measurable impact is something that, while we give away money, we've actually been able to grow far faster than we would have if we had just been some really tasty snack bar. So the one helps the other. And, I think that's it's an important point to kind of wrap your head around. Like, giving away a significant portion of profits to a charitable cause, and we work with great impact partners, great charity partners, but giving away that means that we don't have any budget whatsoever for advertising, for example. So, you know, what normal companies might be spending in advertising or any number of other marketing expenses, we have a give back mission, a social impact mission, and that's allowed us to get onto shelves faster and to become people's favorite products faster, and to tell a great story with our customers. So I'm really proud of the model that we've built and also the impact that we're having.
So, and how long ago did you launch this company?
Well, we launched in mid-2013, but it was super deliberate. It was a very slow kind of like grassroots launch. We were testing products. We went out to like really local like coffee shops and natural food stores around our offices in Venice, California. And I would say 2014 was kind of our first real year of operation. That's when we started going out and landing accounts like Whole Foods. And you know, we started getting into Google campuses and doing things with coffee shops. And, you know, here we are in mid-2016, and we just crossed 1 million packets of life-saving food donated. It's enough food aid to help save 8,000 lives. And we're expanding into every single Starbucks in California and on the West Coast with Whole Foods. We're in half the Target stores around the country. So it's kind of a hockey stick curve for us right now.
God, I love this, man. This is so cool. All right, when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about the business and some of the lessons that you guys have learned at this barsaveslives.com. And it doesn't mean that, you know, it's a bar where they save your life by taking your keys away from you. No, this is a nutrition bar, everybody. Get your head on straight. That's the first thing I thought, well, we didn't let them drive after they... No, that's a different kind of bar. All right, we'll take a little break. We're talking with Ryan Devlin. You're listening to Inc. Radio. I love it. For profit, but with a good soul and a heart. And the do-good, the warm and good feeling about doing something like this. I dig it. I want to help. We'll be right back. It's Inc. Radio. She's a runner, rebel, and a stunner. Found them everywhere, saying, baby, what you gonna?
Looking down the barrel. This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.